Can I tell you the best feeling in the world?
Yeah.
When the wind is blowing in your beard.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. You don't bring shit up like
that. Such an amazing feeling.
You look like a... First off, bro. I need to take you in. Sometimes I take a man in.
I'm wearing very bland clothing right now.
Your head is on a different level, though. You got the most bland shorts and t-shirt I've ever seen.
My socks,
most brownest brown. It looks like you shit your entire pants and then it just blended in evenly.
These are Volcom or whatever that shit is. They're punk rock.
Of course. But your head is on fucking another planet right now.
I got a black Hanes ripped t-shirt.
Your beard is longer than I've ever seen it. Your eyes look blue as shit today and angry. You got the angry Caesar in your eyes.
Yep. Who's Caesar?
No.
Are you talking about...
No, the seas, the seven seas. Your eyes are the fucking one of the seven... They're two of the seven seas right
two.
Now.
Two?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then you got a zebra bandana on and a fucking backwards hat on over that.
Craft beer hat.
You look like gay Tupac right
it's
now.
It's a craft beer hat.
You look like gay lumberjack Tupac.
Well, thank you.
And you're not nearly as hard as him.
So I fucking nailed it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what you're going for. What were you just saying before this?
I don't
know. Oh, your beard blowing in the
my
wind.
My shirt.
You don't go outside, dude.
I go walking all the time.
Wait. Oh, yeah. All right, dude. Is that why you're so fit?
I walked 5 miles. Maybe 6. Maybe 7. I don't know. It was to the Willows.
I'm still upset about that comment, by the way.
Everyone loved it, so I don't care. Most downloaded clip on the internet for 2018. Not just for us, for anybody.
You don't fucking walk shit. I walked around Salem for like the past 2 hours before I got here. It's I know the best.
You took a picture with the town crier.
Is that what he's called?
I mean, that's what
he explained to me some shit. I wasn't listening. I couldn't stop looking at his hat.
He's got a guitar too, right?
His hat pisses me off. He had a bell.
Oh, he sang like a 15-minute song the other day.
They were singing mad
and there was
shit.
No chorus. He was just going. He was just like, that's a real long song and you got to memorize all the lyrics because it doesn't repeat.
Well, you were down there the other day?
Yeah, there was a farmer's market. There's always a farmer's market down there.
They got hops. They sell hops.
Nah. Oh, you know, actually, I've never looked, but I doubt it.
Mm. Dude, I fucking love it down there. I was thinking today, there's more weirdos per capita than like maybe anywhere else.
You think?
Yeah, because the concentration of weird, like Salem has weirdos and shit. Yeah.
Everyone has weirdos.
Everyone does. But okay, so like.
But they congregate.
We talk
here.
About like Salem, or we talk about Somerville and Cambridge a lot, like having a lot of weirdos.
No, they have a lot of hipsters.
You don't fucking categorize hipsters as weirdos? That's in that category.
Yeah, I guess so.
My point is they're spread out over Salem and Cambridge. Salem is concentrated to that fucking cobblestone alleyway. It is the epicenter of me shaking my head.
Essex Street.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's on a street. The only thing that drives down is that fucking trolley that takes up the entire thing.
And cops. And people who take wrong turns. It's a street.
People drive down there.
People drive down there.
Bro, you will fuck up your suspension on that fucking...
Seen
on
it
those
all
cobblestones.
The time. And everyone... You walk by them and you go, what the fuck are you doing? It's a walkway, you moron.
You say it in a Scottish accent?
Yeah. It comes through sometimes. I've got Scottish heritage. I can't help it. I saw a movie... I saw three identical strangers. It's about these twins, triplets, I guess, that that find themselves. Like, they're separated at birth.
They find each other, you mean?
Right. Well, they find themselves, yeah. They're separated at birth. And then 20 years later at college, one of them meets another one. And they're like, oh, you're my twin, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, he goes to the college and everyone's like, hey, and they're calling him by his brother's name. And he's like, that's not me. And then some guy's like, you have a twin. And then turns out he did. And then they were in the newspaper. And then this other guy goes, these two people look just like me. And it turns out he was their third twin. He was the triplet.
Is this the documentary?
It is. Very
Wait,
sad.
It's a documentary?
Yeah, it's a legitimate thing.
I was kidding
thing.
When I said that.
It's a legitimate thing.
It sounded like a Zac Efron movie, kind of.
There's a little twist. I don't know I guess it happened a long time ago, so I can tell you what the twist is.
Do it.
They're part of an experiment.
Wait, this is bullshit,
a psychological
bro.
Experiment.
You just fucking ruined your whole lie.
Not even lying. They were separated at birth and put in... So They were putting
this is on Netflix, by the way?
No, it was in the movie theaters. It was planned. Each home had a girl who was 3 years older that was also adopted, so that the adoption agency could determine what type of family it was. Mm-hmm. So then they took...
They planted... The daughter was a sleeper cell.
It was a post. It was a pre-adoption so they could learn about the family. And then 3 years later, these triplets were born. The mother gave them up for adoption. She was like a prom night baby or whatever. And so they placed them in each home. A poor home, an average home, and a wealthy home to see how they would turn out.
Oh, the kid, the and they triplets did it with, weren't, they weren't like taken from a...
No, no.
They were
put
less,
up for adoption.
That's less cool.
It is less cool.
Who the fuck was funding this experiment?
The government.
No, it wasn't, dude.
Yep. Not even kidding.
Zac Efron?
They're not allowed. Why do you keep saying Zac Efron?
I don't know. He seems like he'd be like involved in this.
It ended in 1980. And they never published the results. The results won't be released until 2066. Because they want everyone who was... Well, this was the theory at the end, was that they want everyone who was a part of the experiment. Because you don't know. These people happen to find out by accident.
Yeah.
They want everyone who was a part of the experiment to be dead.
I see some problems with this. One, the biggest one is small sample size. This is one case. So whatever...
No, they didn't just do these three. There were multiple twins. Oh,
but the documentaries about these three because they were the ones that figured it out.
And they show another set of twins that figured it out too.
So there are...
They're all from the same adoption
agency.
There
are other sets of twins out there that don't know.
Right. And that's why it's...
Wow. What were their hypotheses? Anything?
They wouldn't release any of the information because apparently it had a really... Like it was a really negative effect.
On a lot of them?
Yeah. Yeah, one of them killed himself.
But that's... No,
it was about there was about mental health.
Correlation,
it was
not
about
causation, bro.
It was, well, nature versus nurture was the
I have
whole
that tattooed up above my ass.
What, nature versus nurture?
No, but that should probably be there too.
It was a whole like the one who killed himself was the one who had like a strict disciplinary as a dad, and the other two had nurturing parents, and they're still alive.
Mm. Again, sample size. I'd be interested
to see. Bro, there's so many. There's like 30 twins they took.
Oh, really?
They're all Jewish. Because
that's strange.
It was from a Jewish adoption. It was from a Jewish adoption. It was in New York, too.
Let's kidnap all the Jew kids.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It was.
You said this in theaters? It'll probably end up on Netflix at some point.
Definitely.
I'll be interested to see that. What do we...
I don't know. You're the one with the can, bro. We're drinking Trillium. That's all I know.
Hey, bitches. We're drinking Trillium.
You fucking went.
Yeah.
You took a trip with Flex.
I went hard. So we got, let me just set the scene.
No, let me set it up. At 12:58 p.m. yesterday.
I don't know you're very angry all
I get
of a sudden.
Text from Dave. Hey, me and Flex are going to Trillium in 2 minutes. Sorry, I can't make it. I'm at work right now.
Would you have come?
If I had more time, yeah.
What's more time?
Like if you give me like a couple days, I could have planned things out. I got a dog that has to go out.
Don't blame it on me. I didn't know you get out of work at 1. I have no idea.
I've been getting out of work at 1 for 100 years now.
Probably feels that way, bro. You look 100 years old with that fucking beard.
Yeah, I do.
You probably started growing it the day you got hired.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. So he texted you 2 minutes before you got out of work.
How can I have amazing
Flex
blue
like,
eyes?
Flex was like, oh, Maddie's about to get out of work right now.
Yeah, he
like,
knows. Cause
and I was like, oh, why don't we text him? Maybe he'll come. So I was like, let's text him. I didn't know, dude.
That's interesting.
Do you want me to talk about Trillium itself, or do you want me to talk about the beers first?
Let's talk about this beer first. Then we'll talk about Trillium itself, the trip, the experience, and then we'll get into the other one. Motherfucker, don't throw
it. That was a great catch.
I played first base.
You caught it with your left hand?
Yeah, I'm a righty. All right, so we're drinking Sun Shower. It's a Super Saison by Trillium Brewing. It's an Amarillo dry hopped beer.
Good use of the double L.
Thank you. I'm from Spanish. 8.5% alcohol by volume. One pint. And it
can't say volume. Brewing message. Have a lot of problem with the single L's.
It's because I was making myself laugh. That's it. There's a fucking couple of flowers and it's raining on this
can. It's like the usual Trillium covers.
It's a pencil drawn can.
Yeah, so we got fucking... Yeah, we have three on tap today.
Three?
Yeah.
Usually we have one.
I know. So it's a Trillium day. It's a Trillium.
It's a Trillium.
Trillium. We got fucking Amarillo Sunshower, which is the Saison we're about to drink. We have Sleeper Street IPA. And then we got a double IPA dialed in, Sauvignon Blanc. Little teaser for that to come. Dude, that's straight up...
Wait, you're making me drink wine?
Borderline? No. It's a double IPA. It's... Ah, God damn, it might be my favorite IPA of all time.
Oh, really?
It's 1,000% top three, and it's like vying for first place. My first place is still Haze.
What the fuck does 1,000% top three mean? What's your favorite top what?
My favorite beer of all time is Haze by Treehouse.
Okay.
Which I have at home. Fuck it.
Let me explain a Saison to the people. So in the French, it's pronounced season. It's a pale ale that is highly carbonated, fruity, spicy, and often bottled conditioned. Is this bottle conditioned? Do you know? Come on, motherfucker. We're a beer podcast.
Bottle conditioned?
It means it's aged in a bottle.
I have no idea.
Oh, no, probably not because this was on draft, right?
No.
It was historically brewed with low alcohol levels, but modern productions of the style have moderate to high levels of alcohol. There's one interesting fact about it I want to talk about.
About Saisons?
Yeah. These farmhouse beers would have been a lower ABV than modern. In the Middle Ages, the low-gravity beer was served as a clean source of hydration because you couldn't drink the water. For workers who consumed an average of 5 liters per day.
Damn.
5 liters of 3.5% alcohol.
You know what it was back then?
No.
This is what it was.
They weren't driving cars.
It was them being like, oh, we can't drink the water.
Let's get shit faced.
Yeah, straight up. Like they used that as like they used bacteria as an, didn't even know what it was, but they used that as an excuse to just get fucking cocked all the time. You drink enough 3% alcohol.
5 liters.
Shit. Yeah, you drink 5 liters of it, you're going to be smashed.
Yeah. I don't even... How much is 5 liters? Is it 5 water bottles?
I don't know. And do you think their tolerance was higher or lower back then?
I'm sure it was higher if they're drinking 5 liters a day.
But we have generations of, you know, alcoholics in our families that have made our tolerance higher.
That were drinking 5 liters a day.
Yeah. So maybe our livers are fucking better.
So we can drink 10 liters a day?
Maybe. Let's do it.
It's one more liter. You add a liter per liter generation. Every generation.
I love it. Cool. So Saisons originally started as super low alcohol percentage in replace of water.
Right.
The modern day Bud Light.
They were essentially a session. They were the OG session. I'm fucking stumbling over my words today. It's because I'm so excited. I'm just having a good day.
But let me specify the difference between that and this. This is a Saison, but it's a super Saison.
8.5%
alcohol.
It's like ultra. There's three of them in here. Super would be two.
I usually hate Saisons because they're really, and I don't like farmhouse like type beers. They're just like overpowering spices, but this is really good off the top.
It's not very spicy.
No, it's good. It's really good. Let me just read a little thing off their website. Trillium says, Sunshower is our super... You know why you're stumbling? It's because there's infinite S's today.
And I'm super excited to be here.
And you just chugged 7,000 milligrams of B12 and whatever the fuck you were drinking before this. I saw you.
I had a Red Bull on the way here.
Yeah, okay, cool. So there's 30,000 milligrams of caffeine flowing through your veins.
I'm fucking amped.
Sunshower is our Super Saison, a high-gravity farmhouse ale inspired by the ethereal, refreshing midsummer moments that we experience both rainfall and the heat of the sun in New England. So that was a terrible sentence. Similar to our flagship Trillium, the mouthfeel is light, effervescent with a bright golden hue. We allow the fermentation temperature to free rise, resulting in a dry beer with strength and complexity. I like that. Layers of pepper and earthy characteristics that play nice with the crisp, smooth backbone of a Pilsner and wheat malt bill. Cool.
The pepper is definitely there.
For sure. And that's like that earthiness they're talking about. That's usually the shit I don't like in the Saisons.
This reminds me of a winter beer.
does.
Like it's warming. It has that warming effect on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that little bit of spice with the warming effect.
And it's kind of got a thickness to it. Like it definitely has that dryness, but it's also like a thickness to it.
Yeah.
They said it's meaty. It's a meaty beer. And I'm not talking flavorful. I'm talking like, density.
It packs a little bit of, it has some weight to it.
It's going to put some meat on your bones.
Yeah. This is so weird. It's like they took the lightest style of beer that they could do, and then they just beefed it up with alcohol percentage and its flavor and density. It's really interesting.
It's a little florally too.
Dude, the more I Trillium's like pretty highly rated brewery. Like the more you take it at face value, like, oh, they're good, and you have one of the beers, and you're like, oh, it's really good. And then you like start to break it down, you start to realize why it really is one of the top breweries.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're so complex.
It's fucking weird, dude.
But it's not like overly complex.
I never intended on liking beer this much.
Why? What if you're not going to like beer, what else is there to like?
Bro, remember when we started this podcast?
Bro, I do remember. You weren't even there.
Yeah, but I was there early on.
Yeah, you came in a little bit earlier.
So the whole thing was like, oh, we're going to assess the beers, but not be like...
not be douchebags?
Yeah, douchebags.
Beer snobs.
Yeah.
We've turned into them.
By accident.
I try not to be a snob when I'm... doing this, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm not doing that, don't wink at me. when I'm outside of
it. I caught you way off guard.
It did, yeah.
Say doing it again.
What?
Say doing it.
No.
Yeah, you'll catch a fucking wink so fast, dude.
When I'm outside of the podcast talking to people about beer, I'm very snobby.
Yeah. I am too, by accident.
I'm on purpose because I know that I'm better than them. Because they don't like beer. When someone's like, oh, you know, listen, every once in a while, have your Bud Light, have your Coors Light, but have a good beer too.
You know what's a good feeling? When you're like...
when your beard
when
is
you
blowing
know someone,
in the wind?
No, bro. I don't relate. And I also got to shave because I have work tomorrow. It sucks. The first 24 to... okay, you ready?
This is 24 hours.
Shut up, dude. When you shave, right?
Yeah.
You're good. But the 24 to 48 hour period after that is the worst facial hair length ever. That's when you get those red bumps. That's when if you touch it, it fucking hurts.
To me, it sounds like you don't know how to shave properly, or you're using like a bad... yeah, I'm telling you. It sounds like you're using a bad razor, a bad lotion, something. You're not using...
I don't use a lotion.
You shouldn't be getting bumps.
No, I don't really get bumps unless I'm like...
that just sounds like you're shaving
so
wrong.
When I sit, say like I sit on a desk or I'm sitting in the car, a lot of times I'll put my hand on my face like this, and then I'll end up... that spot that I'm touching will get irritated.
Sounds to me like you're not closing the pores now.
So I know you can do that with cold water.
You should be after, yeah. And not just like sort of cold water. It has to be like freezing.
Really?
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll turn the faucet on cold and then I'll splash the cold water on my face three times.
It should be really cold and you should be...
running it over my face.
You should be like smothering your face, yeah.
I got to close the pores up.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends recently told me that he showers and then shaves after.
Me too. Because the hot water opens up your pores and it gives you a better shave. And then you close it up with the cold water.
It seems, I understand it. It seems backwards. It's backwards in terms of like efficiency.
It is and it isn't. Like why would it be backwards? Like you're still, that's the same amount of time. You're just switching things up.
No, but then when like say I shave and then there's like the shaving, even though you wash the shaving cream off, there's still like some shaving cream slipperiness feeling to your face. So then you get in the shower and you wash and then that gets taken off.
It doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Now here's what you should do. I think since you're an efficient guy, you should put a mirror in your shower, like face level, and shave in the shower.
Get in the shower, right?
Do your thing, shave.
Wash, then shave. Hey, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Not usually.
Nah, who
does? I usually brush my teeth before I shower.
I recently found out that's a thing.
And then, yeah, I know. Some people floss in the shower.
That's just fucking perverted.
So I'll brush my teeth before, and then I'll have the Listerine in my mouth, and I'll be doing that until I get in the shower, and then I'll spit it out in the shower.
You Listerine after you brush your teeth?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
I Listerine before.
So
I warm my mouth up.
So you brush, floss, brush, Listerine.
Dog, I'm not brushing my teeth twice. I barely brush my teeth once as is.
I'm just telling you how to do it.
Dude, there's no way you do that. There's no way you brush your teeth twice. Who the fuck has time to brush your teeth twice?
I don't floss my teeth.
That's the most infuriating thing since... I'm the most mad I've been since 6 hours ago when I saw a lady drinking a hot coffee outside on a patio. And it's like 78 degrees out.
There's nothing better than hot coffee.
On a hot summer day?
Every day.
Fuck off.
Every day.
It pisses me off.
Iced coffee doesn't have that same feeling.
It's better.
No, it's so the immediate effect of coffee is the hot waking you up. It's not the cold. It's not the caffeine. Yeah, but it's never been that cold.
No, bro.
It's never cold enough to wake me up.
It works for me.
When you shower, do you turn the water to cold at the end?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I do.
That's the best.
It's a good thing.
It's the best thing.
Cold training, bro. That cold shock protein.
I don't give what?
You've listened to Joe Rogan's podcast. It's all he talks about is heat shock and cold shock proteins. I'm not even sure they fucking exist.
I don't know what the fuck that is. It just wakes me up. But it has to be real cold. Like freezer level cold.
And it's also good to do that because it closes your pores.
I don't give a fuck about my pores.
Full circle, bro. You just said you did.
Does it look like I shave?
Yes, actually, up top.
Well, yeah, I got to get that.
All right.
I look like a werewolf if I don't.
BTTB, can we finish up with a sizzle?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to keep saying it like that. Okay. So, tell me what you think. You talked about the pepper. You taste it.
I like it. It's like a black pepper, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, that malty bill is super...
It's not super malty.
I taste the malt.
I taste it a little bit, but I'm getting mostly pepper.
Wheat. This is a good beer for... This is what I like to do. I like to tell people what it's a good beer for. Like,
I already said it.
Who would like this?
It's a cold winter day, not snowy yet, just cold, maybe a fall day, and you're sitting by the fire.
Fire.
And you're drinking your beer.
Kid.
I'm fucking done with H's today.
This is a beer for people that like Blue Moons, but they wanted...
There's no citrus in this.
Right. This is a winter Blue Moon, but better. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I feel when I drink this. And you can't tell me otherwise, bro. This is my opinion.
I'm just worried about you.
You probably should be.
Are we doing a number or are we not doing numbers
mentally
anymore?
I'm unraveling lately. All right.
I don't have a number yet.
I have a number. This is a 90.
I gave it an 82.
Dang. That's the most off we've been in...
10 years.
10 years. I was going to say that.
86.
Perfect.
It's a dope ass number.
No, I think it's lower than it deserves. This is a fucking top notch saison. All right. Anything else you got to say about it?
No. Talk about the experience of going there.
Right. Trillium. All right, Trillium. In Canton, Massachusetts. Boston South Shore. Let me say this, just like a fucking little side note. North Shore fucking crushes.
Wait. You went to the Canton one?
Yeah.
That's not North Shore. I mean, that's not South Shore.
Kind of.
There's one in the Seaport District?
Yeah, we didn't go to the Boston ones because you can't...
can't drink
You there. Can't sink... Sink? David?
You can sink. You can sink in the Seaport District.
You can sink because you could literally jump into the water with a case of the beer and sink.
And die.
with sucking blue eyes. Don't say that. We went to the Canton one. It was all right.
So I saw some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the ambiance looks nice.
First off.
You got the barrels as tables and stuff. Looks like a farm almost, like a pastry type thing. It's the rock. You got the rock driveway, gravel.
I don't really. Oh, there's just like
white gravel.
Like a patio out back.
How do you shovel that?
Oh, good question. You don't.
You know what I'm saying? Answer.
But it's no maintenance. You don't have to mow it.
Yeah, but people have these white rock driveways. How do you shovel that?
You shovel it. You should leave a little layer of ice that you can slip and fall and die.
Seems
on.
Like a nuisance.
It's first off, it smells like shit when you walk in.
Cows?
If anyone from Trillium's listening, you need to take care of... No, no cows. It's in a business park.
Oh yeah. I've driven past it, actually.
Yeah, it's not in a cool location.
The parking sucked.
Straight up. Parking is all right, not great. It's like shared parking with another couple businesses. It's in a business park. It's not really in a cool location. Like, Treehouse is in, like... I've never been there, but it's in, like, a fucking nice, like, farmland area. It's not like that. It's... They have a nice patio. They have a good indoor area. A lot of standing room, not a lot of seating. Like, think... Even at Notch, they have a lot of seating. At Night Shift, they have a lot of seating. There's no seating at this place. It's all open space.
Because I don't think they want people to stay. I think they want people to have a drink, leave.
Right. And that leads me to my next thing, is that they're not as welcoming as other breweries. They've gotten too big for the Bridge.
Now, how so? Like, were they like, listen, I don't have time to talk to you? Or were they just kind of busy? Was it a busy day?
No, it wasn't a busy day.
Were you coming off?
We went on a Monday at fucking 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Well, first of all, I know, I mean, the first problem is you didn't wear your Brusaders t-shirt.
Yeah, that was...
So they were like, I don't know.
I wore another brewery's t-shirt.
They were like,
though.
This guy's... Well, maybe that's why. Maybe like, fuck this guy.
Fair enough. No, they just weren't like... I don't know. Like, a lot of times you go up to the brewery and like they pour you a beer and they'll like ask you a question or they'll talk to you. Or you can ask them a question. You feel comfortable. They weren't like that. They were kind of had like that move along energy.
Was it a big line?
No.
No?
No. And if it was, all right, cool, dude. I understand. You got to fucking move it along. You're back there. You're fucking slinging beers, sucking dick. You know what I mean? You got to move the customer in and out. But it wasn't like that. It was chill. It's a good day. Not too many people there. And they just weren't really feeling it. They've gotten big. They're like as big as a brewery can get, but still be a small craft brewery.
Maybe they were upset that I wasn't there.
No,
they heard the Brusaders were coming, and they didn't get any of the mat.
Well, you didn't want to come, dude. We hit you up at 101.
I did want to.
At 12:58, we hit you up, and you know what? You didn't want to come. It's all good, dude.
Would have been fun. We could have taken, I wanted to take the same picture that Flex and his girlfriend took. We could have taken that same picture. It would have been so funny.
What girl, what picture?
They were like...
I almost said, what girlfriend? God, I hope she doesn't listen to this.
She does.
Side by side?
Yeah, with the arm around.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Like a prom picture?
We could have done a prom pic.
That would have been so dope.
Yeah, I would have fucking eaten like cheese crackers out of your beard.
You say the weirdest things.
I know.
Why? Why you do that shit?
I don't know, bro.
You're like, let's get awkward for a little bit here.
I just like to make you uncomfortable. It's
I'm beyond it now. You know what made me uncomfortable was how you were talking about my eyes.
Look at mine.
I didn't like that shit. Yeah, they look like shit.
Fuck you.
They're fucking brownish.
The same color as your stupid pants.
Which you said look like shit.
Right. So we agree. We both look like shit.
Boom.
At least I'm not wearing a zebra bandana.
You're just fucking gelling, kid, because I'm fucking slaughtering these brews.
All right. Here's my basic breakdown of Trillium, right? Nothing special about the brewery itself. Their beers, though, now here's the real highlight of Trillium. This is the impressive part. When I think of like one of the all-time greats in a sport, right?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Boom. Or even Ken Griffey Sr.
He's not an all-time. He's a great, but he's not an all-time great.
I think of someone who is a great and they're consistent over a long career. That's important, dude. You could have, no, I don't know, you're not too familiar with basketball, but
Larry Bird.
You could have a Derrick Rose who won MVP early in his career and was one, you know, potentially going to be one of the greats. And
Joakim
then,
Noah.
And then blew out his fucking knees and just died. But he's still one of the greatest seasons maybe ever. Or you have someone who just has greatness over their long career. You know, LeBron James. Hate it or love it. He's been great since he got into the league. He's missed like one all-star team.
Michael Jordan.
Correct, yeah. He bounced around a little. I want like a more long and solid career. Mike Lowell.
Billy Miller.
Bill Miller, kid.
I have a friend who got Billy.
Do you though?
Billy Miller's autograph on him, and then he got it tattooed permanently.
Greatest third baseman to ever play for the Red Sox. Not Wade Boggs, not Bill Miller, not Mike Lowell. Shea fucking the blonde beauty Hillenbrand.
No.
That's what's up.
You know, I really liked Todd Walker. Yeah, but he never... You got to talk into the mic. They're not going to hear you.
Lining up our second beer.
I don't know why, but I did.
The Red Sox had a lot of come and go, dude.
Nomar Garcia Parra was my favorite player of all time.
He was like the Red Sox. And the Red Sox. Sock?
Well, he was the Red Sox.
He was the Red Sox when we were when we were kids.
He is the Red Sox. What's next on the agenda?
I'm going to take a quick break. And we're back from our messages.
Yeah, fucking great messages. There's going to be nothing there. They're not even going to know we went to break.
Beer number two.
Double dry hopped sleeper street.
We already
lots
did this
of S's.
One.
You're right. I've already done this one.
Oh, was I not there for this?
No. You weren't even thought of back
we
then.
We was a collective.
You weren't even a glimmer in your father's
thought
eye.
In my mother and my mother and father's heads.
I got that out way better than you did.
This fucking episode's off the rails already. This feels like an episode from like month three that we were doing this.
That's the best.
We would like start with the beers and then just go fucking way off topic for 45 minutes, then finally circle back to the
just
beers.
Saw
at the
a fucking
end.
Bird fly out of that tree.
There we go. There we go, guys.
It was distracting.
The ADHD is back in full swing.
This is just ADD.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about the beer? Fucking Jamoke.
I sure can. It's called Sleeper Street. It's a double dry hopped India Pale Ale from Trillium Brewing Company. It's 7.2% alcohol by volume. Got volume right that time. It's one pint, brewed in Massachusetts, and it's a map of Sleeper Street, I would assume.
And it makes the hair on my neck stand up.
And it is pencil drawn, like all the other ones.
It's so good. All right. Following the footsteps of our other street IPAs, Sleeper shares the same base grains while placing unique El Dorado hop at the center stage. Ooh!
El Dorado.
We don't get too many El Dorado hops through here no more.
We don't get too many what?
El Dorado hops through here no more.
Now, El Dorado, that's the city of gold.
Correct. Opaque.
That's it. Fucking correct. No shit, it's correct. Tell the people about El Dorado.
There was a movie, and I watched it, and I was like 10, and that's about it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. There was a sandstorm in it. That's what I remember.
By Darude?
And someone outran it on a horse, which
is not
realistic.
I hope someone gets that reference. Do you know Darude Sandstorm?
No.
Du-du-du-du-du-du-du.
Oh, that's... Yeah. I love that song, dude.
Everyone does. They all pretend they hate it, but everyone loves it.
Everyone loves it. That song reminds me of Roller Palace.
Really?
Yeah.
In Bevtown?
No, the one on Route 1, I think.
Oh, I never went to that one.
So, opaque orange yellow in color and floral aromas of lime zest, grapefruit peel, pine sap, and candied orange, which I taste strongly. Juicy, hop-driven flavors of bright citrus, melon, and herbal pine are balanced with medium bitterness, fluffy mouthfeel, and dry.
Is that what that is? That candied? There's a different taste to this. It doesn't taste like your traditional IPA. It's that double dry hoppedness.
Yeah, there's like this weird, like very strong sweetness to this beer.
At the very end, which is, now the reason they boil the hops is to get the bitterness.
Right.
So adding the dry hop at the end and doubling it gives you that real sweetness that cuts through.
So good, dude.
Fucking knowledge right there.
That's pretty sweet.
I don't even know why I know that.
I can't eat a candied apple.
Well, good, because this is a candied orange. I don't like candy apples.
They're just,
do you
it's
like a,
out of control.
Do you like a caramel apple?
No.
Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Well, don't say caramel.
Caramel.
Just say caramel or caramel. Don't say caramel.
So it's caramel, caramel, or caramel.
Not kier.
Caramel just sounds fucking gross.
Caramel. Why?
I don't know. CarMax?
It's like one letter away from being camel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Camel apple. all right.
7.2% like
alcohol by volume. Dextrin and C15. Those are two ingredients in this. Now, I don't know what the fuck that either of those are.
I fucking love the way they sound, though. So scientific. I Dextrin. Love that shit.
Dextrin sounds like it'll kill you.
C15?
C15 sounds like a type of TNT.
Yeah. That's some nitro right there.
That was dropped out of helicopters into Vietnam. That's what C15 is.
That was smuggled over the border in someone's rectum.
And then,
okay. That's where that sweetness comes from.
The hops are El Dorado, as we said, and Columbus hops.
Oh, Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. You mean indigenous hops? Indigenous people's hops?
No, Christopher Columbus.
That's what we're drinking.
Now, Christopher Columbus, he discovered El Dorado, didn't he? No, that was...
You're thinking of... I know what you're thinking. You're thinking...
It was a different explorer. Yeah. Not Ferdinand Magellan. No,
he discovered the Fountain of Youth. It begins with a P. Ponce de Leon.
There he is.
Swaggiano, 100 points.
That's one I haven't heard in a long time.
I love Ponce de Leon. I don't really know Ponce de Leon. What's up with the mad people when, like, explorers, dude? Explorers are such a big part of history class.
Yeah, and then you never need to know it again.
Yeah.
So much time is wasted in school.
Columbus, Ponce de Leon, Magellan.
Ferdinand Magellan's my favorite explorer. Why? He was the first to circumnavigate the world.
Garmin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the GPS.
Yeah. Apple. Siri.
You asked me why, and then I told you why, and you just brushed over it. Because he was the first to circumnavigate the world.
I know he was.
But he didn't truly, because he died on the way.
Oh, you know another one?
His corpse was the first to circumnavigate the world.
The most important one that our country is named after? You better know this, you fake-ass patriot, if you don't.
Amerigo Vespucci? He wasn't an explorer, you moron. He was a map maker.
He was Italian.
You want to come after this?
Dude, that's semantics, bro. The difference between a map maker and an explorer?
He didn't explore. He made maps.
That's kind of...
He was a cartographer.
It's kind of...
Boom!
That's some pushy shit, honestly. You let everyone else go out there and figure shit out, and then you just sit at home and you draw it. That's pussy. That's some pushy shit.
He made money. He lived the life. It's not named after anyone else. It's not the United States of Columbus. It's the United States of Amerigo Vespucci.
That's exactly what it is. I bet you most... I wonder how many people didn't know that.
I bet everyone knew that.
Dude.
That is a... well-known fact.
It's not well-known.
I remember that from being in like fourth grade.
No facts are well-known, bro. That's for sure.
What
not
the
nowadays,
fuck do you mean?
Dude. We live in a fact?
We
live in an alternative fact universe.
I hate alternative facts.
Christopher Columbus invented smallpox.
He invented a microorganism.
And he landed on the moon.
Well, he did land on the moon. I'll give him that.
All right, BTTB, just a little piece of your heart, what your heart's feeling about this beer. Give it to me.
I have to drink it.
Drink it. Take a little sip. Don't get any in the beard. Don't let the beard get any foam in it. There you go. Swirl it. That's disgusting.
You know, I don't know.
You don't know about this beer?
I'm not a huge fan of that sweetness. Yeah.
You want more bitter?
I like the bitter. Drinking all the IPAs has turned me into like a bitter fiend.
Does it taste too sweet?
It's zesty. It has like a zestiness to it to me.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Juice. It's like too much like juice.
It's a weird sweet because it's not like a sugary sweet. But it is still a sweet.
I think it tastes too much like orange juice to me.
I'm not getting any orange juice.
This tastes like a mimosa, all right, honestly.
So that's not true. It feels like orange juice. Like if I brushed my teeth and then drank this, I'd be like, orange juice.
Yeah. You'd have to rebrush your teeth, then floss, then brush your teeth, then use Listerine,
right.
Then take a shower.
Exactly. Because I can't take a shower without Listerine in my mouth. It's not true.
This is just basically very, very orangey. The more I drink it, the more I'm like, oh, this is just straight up orange juice.
I'm getting orange zest, I guess. To me, it's like orange zest.
Can I tell you what the internet rated it? We're not going to rate this one because we already graded it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Good call.
Or you did.
Good
we don't want to be off. I think it's a 4.25.
Out of?
Out of 5. according to Beer Advocate.
Yeah. It's not, to me, it's not an IPA. Like, I get that it is, but it doesn't taste like an IPA. If I gave this to someone and they were like, oh, that's an IPA, I'd be like, really? You think that's an IPA?
What do you think it is? Definitely an IPA.
The orange, it's more, it has the flavor of a Belgian more than an IPA. It's got the consistency, the texture, the look. Everything is IPA except for the taste.
It's like if you were to make an orange juice Radler. That's what I think of this as, kind of.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know what I mean? You take like the lemonade Radler, you take like the lemonade and then the Pilsner, you put it together. This is like a fucking Pilsner, or this is like an IPA and then just straight orange juice, half and half.
Are these what you drank while you were there? What did you drink when you were there?
I went out of my comfort zone a little bit. I had a fucking stout.
I was hoping you were going to bring a stout.
I know, I should have. They have good stouts. I had like a coffee, cold brew coffee stout.
Oh.
It was good. It was okay. It was good. It was really good. I tried a porter. Now, porters are where it's at, I think.
Very similar to a stout. Not as milky.
Right. And it's not quite as aggressive and heavy. It's like there's a little edge that's taken off of it.
Thick, yeah.
And I think that's where this whole time I've been trying to get into stouts and shit. Like, I've been just going stout, 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 heavy stouts. I need to just take it easy and get into it with porters.
Like, a porter coats your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like a stout, you could make a mold out of your mouth with it. It's so thick.
Cast. All right, I like that. That's a good analogy. That's a really good analogy, actually.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. So the porter there was fucking bomb. They had so many beers on draft. It was crazy. And then I tried a wheat ale, which is also out of my comfort zone. Don't love wheat beers. It was really good.
Notch puts out a good wheat. Dog and Pony Show.
People that love wheats love that beer.
It's so good. I don't like wheats, but I like that beer.
They fuck up my stomach, man.
Me too.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Ugh, dude. Sometimes.
Yeah, I can't drink. What the fuck is that?
Sorry.
I'm popular. You're super important.
I am.
Jesus.
Hose in different area codes.
Certainly do.
It's all dudes.
I know. To be I know it is. Honest. It's what, Dave?
I got bros in different area codes.
Dave, what are you doing? What are you doing,
just
Dave?
Eight text messages. They all say Dave.
Dave, are you on Salem, Dave?
Yeah. So, and then I had a third, but I forget what it was. But oh, I had it dialed in, which is the third beer we're gonna have today. Fuck.
Now you brought these beers in a cooler for once. It's really a lunch bag, though.
I step.
But it looks like a Trillium lunch bag with the flowers and stuff because they use a lot of flowers on their cans.
Don't tell me, dude.
What do you mean?
It's a feminine lunch bag. It's whatever.
No, it looks like Hawaiian also. Flowers don't have to be feminine. Those giant Hawaiian dudes wear flowers all the time, and they're not feminine.
They'll kill you.
Exactly.
They'll fucking kill your goat, too.
I don't have a goat.
They'll buy you a goat and
kill it.
That's
my favorite threat to make to people nowadays. I will slaughter your livestock because it means nothing, but it used to mean so much. It used to mean I was going to destroy your entire livelihood.
You fit in so much with these freaks down in Salem that dress.
I know. You got to wear the eyeliner and the black nail polish. It's so much fun.
No, not those ones. Oh. I'm talking about the ones that dress up like they're pilgrims.
The ones who wear the super baggy pants that covers your feet?
No, not the mall
Not the goths?
You should dress up like one of them and then try to go get a job at the fucking old historical society.
That'd be so much fun.
Ye old historical society.
Ye old pepper company. It's downtown Salem. It's the oldest candy company in America.
The pepper company?
Ye old pepper company. They make Gibraltars and yeah.
What's Gibraltar? Gibraltar.
It's
a straight.
It's like a type of candy.
Okay.
I don't like it. It's not good.
Of course. All right. You got a rating?
We're not rating it, remember?
Oh, yeah. Fuck! I was trying to get a rating out of you. Catch you slipping.
I'm on the ball, kid. Dude, that phone is driving me insane. Just shut off the vibration.
Look at that. It's off.
I don't need it. Stop touching the mic. Now if it's me, it looks like it was you, but it's not me because I don't ever touch my mic. I said it and forget it. It's because of your fucking stand-up. You need something to fidget with.
I know, and it's the mic. Yeah. God damn, it's a bad habit.
It's a terrible habit for podcasting. For stand-up, it's fine. Have you done any stand-up since your last debacle?
Fuck no.
All right.
I'm still recovering. I gotta get back on the horse. Ugh.
Gotta get back on the horse.
All right.
Do you have a rating?
Oh, because I never rated it before. Right. Sure, I have a rating. In that case, there's nothing to lose. My rating sip is telling me this is...
All right, let me do a little bit of math here. 91.
Oh, look at that.
Terrific.
Perfect. All right, we're moving on.
Are we?
Yeah.
I got a lot to drink still.
Have you seen any other good Netflix shit?
No, I don't really watch Netflix.
Can I give you the people my some recommendations?
I'm going to first just give some recommendations.
There you go.
Glow. Have you watched it?
Mm-mm.
I got to watch season two. I like season one a lot. Stranger Things.
Dude, what is this, 2017?
I liked both of those, what season one and season
Stranger
two.
Stranger Things? What is this, 2018?
Don't watch any of those documentaries about vegan shit and food.
They're
all fucking bullshit.
Let me just say this.
Every single one.
Watch one. Because one is, they're all.
No, don't watch any of them because they're all bullshit. They found out that Supersize Me, like there's, the data doesn't match up with what would really happen. Like he definitely.
Ate other shit.
He definitely altered the findings. Well, it's not really findings.
What was Al Gore's documentary that he had?
Oh, the An Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah, they found like 400 and something mistakes.
I'm sure there were a ton of them. Yeah. Liberals love to throw mistakes in there.
Fuck yeah.
They're very liberal. They're very loose with the mistakes.
And morals.
Some of them have morals.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Look at my brown eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Stop winking. It's creeping me out.
What else?
What else? What?
What's Glow?
The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Dude.
It's a documentary. It's not a documentary. Inappropriate. It's not a documentary though. It's a it's not a porno.
We have children that listen.
It's not a porno. Well, they shouldn't because this podcast is for people 21 and up because it's an alcohol related podcast. I personally can't enforce it. I don't give a fuck, but I said it, so it's fine. It's like a comedy TV show sort of, but it's also dramatic a little bit. Ooh. I think you would like it.
I do like that. I got some comedy recommendations, some stand-ups.
Tell us.
So, actually, speaking of the stand-up, that's what it's called. Netflix has like a series called The Stand-Ups.
Season one. No, season two, episode one, Joe List.
Joe List?
Hilarious.
Good, great comedian.
You like Joe List?
He's not too familiar with his work.
You like Mark Norman?
He's a stud. Mark Norman, he's good, yeah.
What do you mean he's good?
He's really good.
Mark Norman and Joe List? I'm gonna give a recommendation for another podcast.
Okay.
Tuesdays with Stories, those two. If you like us, you're gonna like them. It's a play on Tuesdays with Maury. Yeah, Tuesdays with Stories, and they each tell a story from their past week.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're hilarious. Yeah.
How long is the podcast?
About an hour and a half. It's the same length as ours. It's a normal length podcast. Yeah. I tried to get you to listen to it a while ago. Yeah, exactly. It's fucking terrific.
Don't yell at me. I'll watch it, dude. Christ.
Well, don't watch it. It's a podcast.
I'll listen to it, dude.
All right. Now, give me some more.
In the stand-ups, there is the third season's coming out. So they have one and two. It's basically just like half-hour specials, a bunch of them. Or like 20 to 30 minutes.
There's like three comics on each one?
No, there's just one.
Oh, really?
One comic per episode.
Oh, I was thinking
perfect.
Of...
Perfect. You can bang it out like...
I was thinking of Comedy Central
and
Presents.
And they're all like kind of either... They're all... quote unquote up and coming comedians. In reality, they're all very established.
Yeah.
If you're into comedy, they're all sick. But Brent Morin, his special is on there. The stamp's wicked good. Elijah Schlesinger. No, it's not her. It's Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser, really good female stand up comedian. Sucks that I have to specify, but you know, people that want that, go get it.
Little
She's
Nikki.
There. Nikki Glaser. And the third is coming out, third season. Haven't seen it, obviously, it's not out, but be on the lookout for Joey Coco Diaz. He's going to be on it. Stud, one of the best live comedians of all time.
I think I've seen him live.
And
on
cocksucker.
On my IJ cruise. Is he Spanish?
He's Cuban. He is the Church of What's Happening Now. That's his podcast. Fucking hilarious.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't.
And also Christina Pajitsky. Christina P. She has is going to have an episode on it, and she's fucking hysterical.
Now, see, here's something people are going to find offensive. But I don't find most women funny.
I know. We've kind of covered this before. Right.
But you say these ones are good?
Yeah. Christina P., she's a stud, and Nikki Glaser, stud. It's just, dude, comedy is about relatability, you know?
Right.
You're automatically going to have less to relate to if you're a guy and the comic is a girl.
Yeah.
She's still funny, but, you know.
Okay.
For our female listener, there you go. Go watch those.
I think we have like 30% female listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. If only they could see your beard.
At least on Instagram, we do.
If only they could see your beard, it would at least be.
It would turn them off. If they could see my beard, it would be 31%. If the 30% that we have already could see my beard, it would be 31%. Is one of them going to spontaneously get pregnant with a female child?
They're going to tell their other friends about it.
That's the problem. People don't talk about podcasts.
I do.
They're still, yeah. And everyone, when you're talking to people about it, they're like, all right, Dave. All right.
No, that's so true, dude. Podcasts are like, if people that listen to podcasts,
they're like a taboo conversation.
It is taboo, dude.
Isn't that weird?
It is so weird. People that listen to podcasts fucking love podcasts.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like this weird thing that once you get into, you'll love it, but like, it's so hard to get into for some reason.
There are podcasts that are 4 hours. A single episode is 4 hours, and I listen to it and I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like so many people are driving alone all the time with no one in their car, and
it gives you a human connection.
It does. Listen to two friends having a good conversation.
It's different than music.
For sure. I'm in the mood for music. Yeah.
But sometimes I need to hear like there's nothing funnier than two people who are like genuine friends just
shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Just talking about good stuff too.
Right.
People have good conversations. And then like, man, people are like, don't. So the idea of it, if you tell someone about a podcast,
it's so hard to explain.
Right.
It's on-demand radio. That's the best way to explain.
Weird. It sounds weird. Like, oh yeah, it's just two guys and they're just, well, they just have a conversation. It's like, well, that doesn't sound very appealing. And then you listen to it and you feel like you're a part of it.
Right. That's what I want. I want people to feel like they're our friends.
Yeah.
You're not, but I want you to feel like you are.
We hate you.
I don't hate you, but I don't know you.
What's up with people what's up with people being so hesitant to get into podcasts?
I don't know.
They feel like it's like,
I remember when they were a new thing and I was like, who the fuck wants to listen to these nobodies talk about nothing?
Yeah.
Now I do.
Now we listen to so many nobodies.
Yeah. I don't listen to us, but
we're the biggest nobody of them all.
We really are. We truly are the biggest nobodies that there's ever been, which means we're not really big.
Yeah, but we're two peas in a pod and we're sticking together.
Yeah, certainly.
What was the
what got us here? I don't know.
No. What do you think the first podcast you listened to was?
The first one I listened to was?
Yeah. Do you know?
I believe it was Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Huh?
Which is Brian Johnson.
Tell him.
T-E-L-L.
Yep. Apostrophe.
Isn't it? Yeah, apostrophe. E-M. Tell him. Steve. Dave. And it's Brian Quinn from The Impractical Jokers.
Okay. Not Steve or Dave.
Walt Flanagan from The Comic Book Man.
Also not named Steve or Dave.
And Brian Quinn. No, right. I already said Brian Quinn. And Brian Johnson from also The Comic Book Man.
So far, it makes no sense at all.
Now,
see, this is what I'm saying. If you were trying to sell me on this, I'm already out.
Now, the reason it's called Tell 'Em Steve Dave is because they're all featured in Kevin Smith movies. And one of them plays a character named Steve Dave. And the other one's line is, he's arguing with someone and he goes, tell him, Steve, Dave. So it's a direct line from a movie. And they're
all in those movies.
Kevin Smith movies, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first podcast you listened to?
I think so.
First
and it was because of the Impractical Jokers. Right. I don't think I've ever listened to the first episode.
Right. No. I mean, like, that was, you listened to one episode and then you got into right. podcasts. Or that was the first podcast you religiously followed.
Right. Religiously, maybe not.
But
I don't know.
Consistently.
I don't even know, like... I subscribe and unsubscribe to podcasts so often. Sometimes I'll subscribe to a podcast and then I'll unsubscribe and then just
reset. That's what happens. You come in and out of it. It's tough. It's tough to I think the first one I listened to is Bill Burr's podcast. Definitely, actually.
I had a hard time getting into his.
I love.
Because he just does these voices. He's talking to himself and then, you know, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Who's he talking to? And then I'm like, he's talking to himself.
He's like, this is...
It's so tough to do a podcast.
But he's like sitting there, he's like, Nia, come here. And he has his wife. He'll be like, she'll like, you can hear her like go by in the other room and like say something. And he'll be like, no, come here, Nia. He just like calls her over to the podcast.
And he'll be talking about flying his plane or his helicopter. And I'm like, I can't relate to this at all.
Yeah, but he talks about other shit, talks about other stuff. But yeah, that is the problem with those solo podcasts. It's a lot of like repetition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a lot of repetition, and we're two people.
Yeah, yeah. You go into, like, because you're thinking about the same shit, the same themed things all the time. So you go in and out of that.
Agreed.
It's tough.
Bill Burr was the first one you listened to?
Yeah, because I listened to it in college.
It was the Bruce Aders.
No. I did listen to a Bruce Aders podcast early on.
Before I was
on it. Fluxy Boy showed me.
Dreams can come true.
And from day one, from the first second I heard it, I was like, damn, Maddie Mayhem has a good voice.
You weren't wrong. I mean, I got podcasts about podcasting. I mean, my favorite podcast, I think, is Stuff You Should Know.
Who's that with?
Chuck and Josh.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. It's just like dudes can just have podcasts.
Actually, no, they're like legitimate people. They've been doing it for like 10 years. They're like OG podcasters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's cool. Longer than 10 years. Like 15.
I admire the fuck out of them.
Tell them Steve Dave was not the first podcast I ever listened to. I just happened to look at my podcast and see the first one. It's called What Say You? And it was Brian Quinn, who was on Tell Them Steve Dave, and Sal Volcano from The Impractical Jokers.
That guy... is legit. I never, so that guy Sal, yeah,
he does stand up.
Yeah,
I first saw
him on Impractical Jokers, and I was like, my gut reaction was, fuck this show.
I bet he's not funny.
None of these guys are probably actually funny. This is a stupid show, like just another one of those fucking TLC shows.
True TV.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, come on, it's just bad TV. It's become such a big thing. Definitely has some merit. And then I started learning about them individually. That guy, Sal, is definitely a legit stand-up.
I've never seen a stand-up. I've seen them do their shows, their live shows, and they're funny. Their show is funny. I would do a lot of the stuff they do.
He's like a guy. They're guys that found their niche. And I respect it. And it almost looks like they sold out, but they just found their niche. It's like the blue-collar comedy guys.
Murr wrote a book. He writes like legitimate, not funny books, like serious, like sci-fi thriller books.
I love that guy, Murr. He might be my favorite on the show.
Joe just gives charity to everyone. He's like a super nice, real
philanthropist.
Dude. Sal's a stand-up comedian, and Q's like the jerk of the bunch. He's probably me.
Q, you know.
Yeah, Bobby Q.
That's why I was like, eh. Oh, this guy's name's Q. Q and Sal.
Right. I mean, it's not like you're not abbreviating Quinn.
Yeah.
It's still one syllable.
So those two guys from the show do a podcast together?
They did a podcast. They haven't done one. And the whole reason for their podcast was just to listen to, just to watch The Fast and the Furious.
They would watch it. They watch it and then
they
just talk about it.
They wanted to do the whole series.
That's smart.
And, but they, I think they did it like twice. Right.
Shit. And that was the other thing. Like, I saw the show and I was like, oh, it's just like, these are four friends that prank each other. I'm like, these guys probably met last week. They're put together on church TV, like almost like a boy band. They're formed.
They legit went to high school with each other.
Yeah. They did?
Yeah.
See?
Q was the last one to join the group, but they were all, yeah, they all went to the same high school together. Like even the production company is all people they grew up with.
Love it.
That's all right.
No, that's sick. Homegrown. That's bluegrass shit.
Certainly. All right, so what'd you give this one, a 91? Should we move on to the next one?
You want? It's not just the next one. It's
the best one.
Question me my favorite beer of all time.
All right, yeah, we'll move on to that.
You don't have anything positive to say about the smell of this beer?
I don't think so.
Bro, maybe you... Oh, wait. Hold on. Maybe you just don't know beer.
Bro, I'm talking about the smell. I haven't tasted it yet.
Ooh, maybe you just don't...
Yeah, it reminds
your
me
Your skill set ain't really on
par. It reminds me of a very familiar smell.
Of your own farts? Everyone likes the smell of their own farts.
No, of my own sweat. That's what it smells like when I sweat.
You know how you know a cheese is good? It's stinky.
Bro, that smells like my sweat. Straight up.
You don't like the smell of your own musk, son?
Not my sweat. I'm not saying it's... I don't want to drink it. I don't fucking go... Ooh.
I'll drink gallons of my sweat,
I don't
bro.
Go, whoa. I'm going to drink my own sweat. That's how you get sick, brother.
Pardon my mic.
Motherfucker, that was a lot of mic movement.
I know, I had to.
All right, we're drinking one more Trillium beer, everyone. It's called Dialed In. It's a double IPA brewed with Sauvignon Blanc grape juice, like you said earlier. It's 8.5% alcohol by volume. Once again, I got volume correct.
Heavy hitter.
It's one pint, and it's a... It's an old rotary telephone. But for some reason, the three is colored in blue. Other than that, it's all penciled.
Have you had a sip yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Let me just say this.
Code. Let's call this number. 781-562-0073. I don't know.
That's on the can?
Yeah.
On a rotary phone?
On a rotary phone. I'm gonna look it up online first and see. Maybe it's just the number to Trillium.
What's the number? 857-293-1442? Oh, wait. That's our number. My bad.
Oh, good. Oh, I wasn't even paying attention to you like the rest of the podcast.
We each independently spew our own opinions and then just the podcast ends.
It's not. It's not the...
Let me see the can. The fuck? What is it? You Googled it.
I Googled Trillium phone number, and that's not Trillium's phone number.
Google this phone number. 781.
Yep.
So obviously 781 area code. It's from around here. 562-0073. You dialed it?
I mean, it's got to be something, right? It's Trillium.
You hung up so fast.
It's Trillium.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about this beer?
I do.
Okay. So I know you said you didn't like the smell or you weren't like too pleased with it.
It legitimately smells like my sweat. Is that what it says? Does it say it smells like Matt's sweat?
It smells like Matty Mayhem's sweat. It doesn't taste like it smells.
God damn it. I should have been like, hey. I just was drinking a can of your beer and I saw the phone number, so I figured I'd call.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
I wasn't thinking.
You puss it out, dude. In front of everyone, in front of the internet.
Yeah, goddamn right I did.
Brewed in celebration of our third anniversary, Dialed In is a juicy double IPA, intensively dry hop. Nelson Sauvignon. Not Sauvignon. Sauvignon and Galaxy. Pouring a vibrant, hazy yellow. Ripe papaya, lime zest, and pineapple swirl around the nose to enhance depth and complexity of the uniquely fruity white grape flavors provided by Nelson. We introduce Sauvignon Blanc grape juice mid fermentation. The potent addition of Galaxy hops provide enhanced notes of bright grapefruit, mango, white peach, stands out, which in my opinion, soft and creamy with reserved bitterness. Dialed in Sauvignon Blanc has a medium full body with a It also contains dextrin. What the fuck is dextrin, bro? It's some sort of sugar.
It's amazing. No, ose is sugar.
Huh?
Ose.
Yeah, but it's still
dextrose is sugar.
It's some sort of, it's something similar, bro. Some sort of wheat. Wheat carbohydrate.
Dextrin malt? Used to increase body, mouthfeel, and head retention in beer. Dextrin malt is a staple ingredient in many breweries.
All right.
Boom. What was the other one? C15?
Yeah, this also has that in it. Look that up because that's sketchy.
C15 malt. Crystal malt can vary by 5 degrees per batch in between maltster. You can combine one part crystal 10 and one part crystal 20. I don't know what the fuck this shit means.
To make C15.
C15 malts, the great Canadian beer. Fuck you. Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. It doesn't have like a Wikipedia page like the other one did.
All right, that's fine. It's some sort of secret ingredients. It's fucked up.
It's a malt. It's a super malt, and I just clicked something and it brought me to a Chinese or Japanese. I'm not going to discriminate. Nope.
Or discern.
Chinese, because they have the yen. Right? China has the yen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can buy it?
Yep. Crystal malts have a distinctive toffee flavor, which becomes more intense as color is increased. And at the higher end of the color range, burnt or roasted malt flavors may begin to appear, typically used at about 5% of the grist to have characteristic color and flavor. It's just fucking... It's themaltshop.biz.
Let's just.
I know we get off track, but
let's take a sec because this is a serious beer. This is serious, dude. It's not as orangey as the last one. It's not as spicy as the other one.
This looks more like orange juice than the other one.
It looks it. What does it taste like?
But orange juice is yellow.
What does it taste like to you? Be honest. Does it taste like your top three IPAs of all time? It does to me. This beer is so fucking good. And it's so weird that it has wine involved in it.
The wine's not there. I'm not getting any other wine.
Oh, when you drink that cider I got you from Far From the Tree.
Yeah.
It's so wine. It's so wine.
I'll give it a try.
It's aged in wine barrels. I forget what type.
So this doesn't taste like wine at all. The peach is there. It's not super prevalent, but it's there. It's
that white peach.
It's probably the most prominent flavor, but that's because all the flavors meld together so well.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to discern them really well.
Right. It's got a real nice mouthfeel. It's real easy. It's real soft. It goes down real good.
You're turning me on, kind of.
It's creamy. There's a creaminess to it.
Bro, this is supposed to be a PG-13 podcast.
Bro, easy. I'm describing a beer.
Easy now.
I'm not describing whipped cream.
Oh my.
Speaking of whipped cream, I made cannoli pancakes.
That sounds amazing.
It actually.
Everyone's super interested in that right now. What's going on with cannoli pancakes? What does that mean?
Jill made the pancakes.
Yeah.
She made the regular pancake, the batter. She threw some chocolate chips in there. And then I made this whipped cream, this handmade whipped cream. Not handmade. I used a mixer. And I mixed that whipped cream shit together. Threw in some ricotta. Threw in some cinnamon.
You just glossed over. Like, I feel like probably the most important part of this whole thing.
I'm not teaching people.
I just made that handmade whipped cream shit.
I'm not teaching people how to make my recipe.
Why?
Because.
It's going to be in your cookbook?
Certainly.
That's our next business venture, dude. You need to make a cookbook. Look at your face.
The
it's
Mayhemist,
made for a cookbook.
The Mayhemist cookbook or some shit, like the Anarchist cookbook. Yeah. But except mine will have actual recipes.
Ones that won't destroy society.
So I threw some chocolate chips in there, some cinnamon, some nutmeg. It was delightful. Some ricotta, obviously, because it's cannoli.
Can you tell me how you made the whipped cream part?
Maybe off the air.
You're really not going to share that with
I'm really not going to share it with these people.
You just Googled it, dude. You know what,
I didn't
dude?
Google it. I
You're
didn't
such
Google
full
it.
Of shit, man.
I make whipped cream all the time.
You take cream.
Yes, I take cream, and I whip it, and I add my own flavors and my own sugar and my own... It depends. Sugar. Not just sugar.
Nah, bro, it's mostly sugar.
You can add so much to it.
You think you're so special.
First of all...
It's just fucking sugar.
I made a passion fruit orange mango whipped cream. Not right here, but I've done it before. I didn't do it for this one because that wouldn't have made any sense.
Okay. All right, so you made this cannoli filling type shit?
Yeah.
Okay. And you put
Except
it on the
Except it was more of a whipped cream texture because a thick, dense cannoli filling wouldn't have worked so well with a pancake.
I might go get one now from D'Orsi's in Peabody.
Not as good.
Of course.
You live in Somerville, right?
Yeah.
Medford's on the way?
Yeah.
There's a fucking Modern Pastry right in Medford.
That's cool, but D'Orsi's is top notch.
No, it's not.
Dude, I promise you on
Modern
the North...
Pastry is 100 times better.
Dude, don't even fucking get me started. You're just irritating my DNA right now.
That's fine.
On the North Shore?
I'm not on the North Shore.
We're on the North Shore right now.
Right now we are, but that's not where I'm getting my pastry. I'm getting my pastry from where the Italians are.
Modern Pastry is overrated, dude.
No. Mike's is.
Oh, Mike's. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Modern's wicked good.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I haven't had Modern. But I know. My sister has. She's legit. She can bake.
Yeah.
She made keto bread this week.
Keto bread?
Yeah.
I've seen the recipe for that.
It was good as shit. This bread doesn't have any carbs in it. It's
are you a keto
bread.
Guy?
No, but I'll fucking eat that.
Toast that shit up, brother. Spread some butter on there.
So good. So moist. Blueberries. Icing without any sugar in it. How did she do it? I don't know. The girls.
You want me to tell you? Off the air, I'll tell you.
Okay. We're going over. The podcast is like an hour. The next 3 hours after that are just me and you going over recipes.
Yeah. Dude, I love cooking. I'm good at it. Mm.
Me too, which I just discovered.
I didn't just discover it.
I just recently discovered it.
When you cut a hot dog, when you're grilling hot dogs, spiral cut those shits. There, you want something? There you go.
Spiral it?
What are you doing with it? No, you spiral the hot dog. You keep the knife still.
No, that's what I'm saying. You go like this.
And you just fucking best hot dog you'll ever have. It spreads out the cooking area.
Ooh.
So it crisps up better. It becomes like the most crispy hot dog you've ever had, but on the inside it's so moist. It's perfect. It's a perfect hot dog.
See, the thing
I don't
is,
know if it works with skin-on hot dogs.
You gotta make sure you don't like dry it out.
It doesn't dry out this way.
Okay.
Because you're creating more surface area.
Beautiful.
Right.
Because you crisp it first.
Right. Well, you don't crisp. No.
That's a big, for everyone that, I mean, it's the middle, we're in the dead of summer
right
now.
So it's not burnt, but it's still crispy. I tried burning them and I couldn't. I was like, I don't have enough time for this.
I love it. That's a big grill technique just for everyone out there. When you're grilling meat on the, you know, what you want to do is you want to sear, try searing it first. You get that hard exterior and that locks in all that moisture. You can throw it up on the top rack after that.
I broke my top rack.
Yep, and you slow cook it up there.
I broke it.
Ooh, why?
I didn't mean to.
You got mad.
No,
you burnt the hot dogs.
The heat I was using burned the thing that kept it in place. It melted it. And just didn't, it doesn't stay up anymore. You got to get high heat. You got to use high heat.
On my trip to Utah, I used a wood pellet grill for the first time.
How was that?
I was kind of sketched out going into it. It was like combo wood pellet, like grill smoker. It was amazing. Perfect. So easy to cook on. Heat it up super fast. You dump the pellets in the side. It's good to go. Just like propane. Except wood. So a little cooler. A little more natural.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It was something to think about.
All right. Hashtag BTTB. So it's a stone fruit. Peach is a stone fruit. So you get that stone fruit taste. But I just noticed something. I took a sip and it was very sweet. And then at the very end, there was a slight sour, but a good kind.
Mm.
Like a Sour Patch Kid, I guess. Although that's at the beginning.
That's sour and sweet, though.
I'm trying to think. It's like the very, very end, and it's fleeting. It's very quick. It's not there for a long time. But
it's like a little, it's like a jab.
It's bueno. Muy bueno.
It's like a boxer, and he throws his combo, and then he throws a jab, and he gets out of there. And that last jab, that's a little bit sour.
It's like, so you're saying it's like a boxer, and his hand is coated in the sour crystals around a Sour Patch Kid.
Right.
And you just happen to be talking, and you open your mouth as you're turning him, and he punches you.
Yep.
And it goes in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it touches the back of your throat.
And he is great footwork.
He's got very tiny hands, too.
It's tiny hands and
because
good footwork.
Fit in your mouth.
That's like me, kind of. I got tiny hands and good footwork, and he's out. He throws that jab, and he lands it.
And he's gone.
Out.
Bye. See you later.
Because he doesn't want to get hit.
He's like, I didn't hurt you, but.
Taking minimal damage.
Yep, he's ducking and weaving.
He's boxing for points right now. And all it's just a little touch of sour. It's it looks more like orange juice, but it tastes way less juice-like.
No, it's juicy.
It's juicy, but it's not juice.
It's not orange juicy.
This is so hard to describe.
It's not citrusy. It's kind of, you'd think it's citrusy because you associate citrusy fruits with beers, but it's not.
So I know you said that you don't, like the smell is nothing to write home about. You don't really even like the smell. Is the taste?
The smell's gone now.
Hitting you a little different?
I like this. That doesn't taste anything like it smells.
That's what I said.
That was a weird way of saying it. The tonality in my voice was very strange.
Wait, all right, you got next clip. You got to isolate that, just that, and that's what we're going with.
That's way too short.
Posting it to Instagram.
Way too short.
No, it's gonna be a sound bite. We should start doing sound bites on the podcast, like all those like radio shows.
Yeah, but we don't wear headphones. All right. We wouldn't hear them.
We'll guess.
We wouldn't know. We'd be like, bam, and then I'll like we could be trying to do like an ad or something. It could just be a fart noise and then silence. We wouldn't know.
It's the best ad of all time.
And now
word from our sponsors. And we're back.
See,
the Crusaders podcast.
They'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Honestly, dude, I just think that the devil, Lucifer, is he's a fallen angel.
He's got blue eyes, you know.
And now word from our sponsors, Maddie.
What?
Go ahead, you can do our read.
No, you didn't. I don't know what we're doing. You didn't set me up. You didn't tell me off mic what we were doing here. I don't know what's going on. We just did this gimmick. All we just right, did this whole thing. You're like, let's do it again.
All right, tell me what you think.
I did.
No. We interrupted you halfway.
Now I'm getting angry. And you think it's funny.
It is funny. So easy to get you mad. All right. The smell does not taste.
The smell's gone. There's no smell there
quite
anymore.
Quite different than the taste. What do you think?
The taste is pleasant. It's a very pleasant taste. It's one of the better IPAs I've ever had. Why wouldn't it be? It's Trillium. They specialize in IPA. It's a double. So you get double the drunk.
8.5% and it tastes like it's 3%.
Is this all you bought? No, the alcohol's there. I can taste it.
I bought these three. So I bought one and then we like traded a beer each.
Oh, so you each bought a 4-pack?
Me, Flex, and Mrs. Flex. Yeah, we each bought a 4-pack.
Mrs. Armstrong.
They got some merch too. Yeah, Mrs. Armstrong. They got some merch. I didn't get any merch.
No. Merch is for pussies and posers. Unless you're wearing Brusaders merch, which you can get at brusaderspodcast.com/shirts.
With the best t-shirt I own is Brusaders.
I own two of them.
It's a charcoal gray.
Mine's I got the OG symbol and the ladies and gentlemen, which we don't say anymore. So that's a throwback. I'm going to have to take it down soon.
No, leave it up for the throwback fans.
So all you throwback fans, you're going to have to go out there and buy it as soon as you can.
My sister has a Brusaders flag. You can get one of those too.
Wait a second.
A tapestry.
You bought it.
I got it.
And gave it to her. Because yeah. I've only sold one of those. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So yeah, you know, in conclusion with this for this beer, it's it incorporates a little, just enough wineness.
It's crisp.
It. where it catches my attention, and it is so true New England IPA.
There's no wine. I mean, I know that there is wine, but I'm not going to taste it.
It's so faint.
If you don't like wine, you're not going to be turned off by this.
Yes. Good. Glad you said that. You know?
I just want these people to know.
Yeah. It's not like, ooh, wait till you have that cider, bro. Ooh.
I'm looking forward to it.
We should do that next week.
I wanted to do it this week, but you had to go and go to Trillium.
I know. Oops, accidentally got too much good alcohol this week.
Dreams can come true.
Yeah. So, this is a, I'm going to read it.
Nope.
Now you read it first. At least type it. Tape it out.
First number I put in, so it's what it is. What are you giving it?
This is a 97.
97.
Yeah.
I give it 93. We're close, but we're off. So it's a 95. It's top tier.
This is crazy good.
It's very good.
And what I'm going to do is when I go home, maybe not, probably not tonight, maybe in a couple, maybe this week, coming weekend, I'm going to have one of these and I'm going to have the Haze from Treehouse side by side, and they're going to battle it out to determine Dave the Skinny Guinea Caggiano's favorite beer of all time.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Make sure you drink water in between to clear out the palate so you have a true...
Maybe a little bread?
No, bread has a flavor.
A little unflavored bread?
No.
I'll eat a bar of soap. Unscented soap.
Soap has a flavor. I said water.
Thank you for the suggestion.
When I say water, I mean water.
Eat unflavored soap.
No. Well, I mean, do that anyways. But not in between the beers.
I will do that.
So have you got anything else?
No, that's it.
Because we've talked about a lot of stuff today. Do you want to recap?
I couldn't tell you if I tried.
Me neither. That's the beauty in this. We talk about it and then I never know what we talked about again.
Yeah, this is you trying to do the show notes. What did we talk about this week? I'm like, I don't know. It's all recorded.
Yeah, but I don't want to listen to this. All right. So, BrewsadersPodcast.com. That's where you'll find everything Brewsaders related. 1-857-293-1442. Call and leave a message. Tell us anything you want to tell us. Tell us about your experiences in line. Tell us about your experiences drinking beer. What? I'm
thinking
faces.
About messages that we've gotten but we haven't played.
It's coming up.
All right, cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You make this face, you cut me off. I'm in the middle of talking.
All I made was a face, bro. Don't get rattled that easily.
No, I didn't get rattled. I got mad. I'm going to play it at the end of the episode. So stay tuned after this episode. We've got a voicemail coming for you.
And we'll address it first thing next episode.
Cool. That means I'm going to have to listen to it again. I think that's it.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram and
Facebook. Instagram. Subscribe. Tell friends. Thank you for listening.
Tell one friend.
Tell one friend. If everyone tells one friend, we'll tell the world. Tell one friend. Tell the world. Boom.
Burn yourself.
I mean, I love that, but you don't have to do that.
That'd be perfect.
You really took it to a different direction.
If we get one fan to just burn themselves, we would be fucking off the charts. We'll start making some real cash flow.
No, I don't really condone that. I don't want anyone to burn themselves in my name.
Right, don't do that. But if you're going to do it, if you're going to do it anyways, just buy some merch and wear it while you do it. Right. That's all.
And most importantly, thank you for listening. Is that how you want to end?
Yeah.
All right. I'm Maddie Mayhem.
I'm Dave Caggiano.
And we are the Brewsaders.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, this is Lindsay, David's girlfriend. I'm just calling in to tell you about my experience I had at Treehouse Brewery. It was pretty good. It was my first time going there, and I didn't really know what to expect. Other than that there was going to be a huge line. And when I got there, yes, the line was wrapped around the upper parking lot, like halfway around it. but it moves pretty fast. I was probably standing in line for 35 minutes, and the property was beautiful. It was, like, really well-maintained, like, manicured lawns and, like, flower beds and Adirondack chairs around a fire, and there was a pavilion with, like, a big brick fireplace oven thing for, like, it looked like cooking pizzas, and, like, there was live music. Everyone had their dogs. It was on top of a hill in the middle of the woods, so you had, like, a really nice vista, like, out to the wooded nothingness that is Charlton. And then also, I noticed the people, I made friends with the people in front of me because they seemed like seasoned pros at Treehouse, so I was asking them, they were talking about tickets and, like, how to buy what and what lines to stand in, and I was like, what the hell are they talking about? Because I had no idea people took beer this seriously. So they let me know what was good and what I needed to get, how much I could get of each, because you could only buy X amount of the green cans and the other cans. And I was like, God damn, this is way too complicated for me. And then there was another line for the pours. You could only have two beers at Treehouse. There were so many rules. And I was like, shit. This is way more high-key than I thought. I went at 10:30, so I was like, who buys beer at 10:30 on a Saturday? Apparently fucking everyone, because the line was only getting longer as I was standing there. And I was like, oh, I thought I'd be smart one, outsmart everyone, be like, no one's going to drink before 11 o'clock on a weekend. Lies. Everyone was, like, out in the pavilion and in the chairs, like, enjoying a beer. And I was like, oh. Okay, good thing to know. Next time I'll maybe try later afternoon and beat what is obviously the early morning rush. But it was really nice. I would totally go back. It was like a good atmosphere to like just hang out and chill. There was a lot of space. They could definitely, I think I had to park in the lower parking lot. And I think the guy said like they have like 250 parking spots or something like that. So, but the place didn't feel crowded, even though it was totally, the parking lot was totally packed. But it was also really nice because they had like three or four food trucks there. Like one or two was like real food, and there was a chocolate dipped strawberries food truck and maybe like another ice cream truck. Motherfucking voicemail. Motherfucking cut me off, bitch. I don't think so. I wasn't done yet. No, I'm wrapping up, but it was nice. All in all, give it a 10 out of 10. Would definitely go back. The line moved really fast. Everyone there was really friendly. A lot of dogs. Looked like a fun time, but yeah, that's it. It was good. Can't wait to go back with you guys. Let's get it, boys.